ABC Radio Australia.
After being turned down for a Super Rugby license, the chief executive of Cunnaloa Pacifica says they stand ready to divert investment funds into the Fijian Ndrua, whose bid was successful. Tracy Atinga says she is aware that both the Ndrua and the other successful bidders, Moana Pacifica, are in a race against time to raise the necessary funds ahead of a June 30th deadline. Cunnaloa's CEO is also questioning Moana's commitment to Pacifica players because of the group's close connections with both New Zealand Rugby and the New Zealand Rugby Players Association. As a result, as Richard Hewitt reports, Cunnaloa have not yet given up hope of securing a Super Rugby licence for themselves.
Moana Pacifica is coming is the very clear message from the group's social media pages. Meet and greet sessions are being promoted with an incentive of free T-shirts. But with just 2 months left to deliver their business plans and proof of investment, Tracy Atinga says both Moana and the Ndrua are up against it. Cunnaloa, on the other hand, she insists are a $33 million company ready to go.
New Zealand Rugby know that the two organisations they've given conditional licence to have no investment. They found money from World Rugby and Sky TV. Those are the two options that we had actually put before New Zealand Rugby ourselves. So we know outside of that there's very little investment, only because we have investors ourselves to cover the shortfall. It was really hard for us to get that investment. We've got new industry products that even New Zealand Rugby don't have, and that's why they were interest in us in the first place. So I don't think it's the end for Cunnaloa. We still have till June to see whether or not Moana Pacifica and the Drua are actually able to front up with the $10 million minimum per annum, something that we were able to do.
While Cunnaloa wait in the wings, they're still busy preparing a legal case against New Zealand Rugby, claiming that Moana Pacifica have secured a conditional licence without ever going through a formal bidding process. Tracy Atinga says that's because New Zealand Rugby are not prepared to back a truly independent Pacifica entity. And she cites this response during an exchange with Chairman Brett Impey late last year, where he made it clear that Cunnaloa's only hope was to merge with Moana.
Cunnaloa to get the licence in a merger with Moana Pacific for Super Rugby, and Moana Pacific to run test matches against the Maori All Blacks and All Blacks 15 on an annual basis. That's a win-win. Lose-lose for New Zealand Rugby. We grant the licence to Cunnaloa and the respected group come out and say New Zealand Rugby's ignored the Pacific community, leaders like Brian Williams. We lose the support of Jerome Mika, who's close to the Labor government. We need Pacific reset money. We want support of the government in a couple of ways for this project. Lose.
New Zealand Rugby tried very hard for 2 months to pressure Cunnaloa to merge with Moana Pacifica. We said absolutely not. We're a standalone entity. We have nothing to do with New Zealand Rugby, Rugby Australia, World Rugby. We can manage our own investors. We can manage our own investment. We can manage our own players. New Zealand Rugby didn't want a bar of that. And the reason why it would be a lose-lose for New Zealand Rugby is because if we'd been given a license, then those players would be completely independent of New Zealand Rugby and Rugby Australia. And that is not something that New Zealand Rugby can handle.
Tracy Atinga also points to the continuing involvement of the New Zealand Rugby Players Association in Moana. It was they who commissioned a feasibility study into setting up the prospective franchisee in the first place, a fact that CEO Rob Nicol has acknowledged publicly.
So we identified some leaders from Pacifica, which is the steering group.
Was that the birth of Moana Pacifica?
Yeah. And so we engaged with Deloitte, who we have a strong relationship with, and we said, what would it look like to do a feasibility study around establishment of a Pacifica team? So they drafted an approach to a feasibility study. Yeah. We circulated that to New Zealand Rugby, Pacific Rugby Players ourselves, and said, well, for this to happen and happen properly, we all have to be partners to this.
And now the association's player services manager, Kevin Sinio, is Moana's director of rugby, but he's keen to play down his connections.
The key part to understand is that the Pacific Players Association have been a key part in that as well. So they're the mandated body for those who are playing for Samoa, Tonga and or Fiji. This is a great opportunity for Pacifica. So if this is just around controversy and not about celebrating the uniqueness, that's kind of where I feel the narrative's playing out.
Is there an explanation, though, as to why Moana Pacifica, as I understand it, never went through a formal bid process, whereas Cunnaloa Pacifica did, and that seems to be one of the things that has really irked them?
One thing is that process was concluded, and then they agreed with a partner group, and that was the Jura team and Moana Pacifica, and that's what I understand.
After appearing on New Zealand television to talk about Moana, Suneo has been quoted and requoted as saying 80% of the team's players would be Pacifica, meaning in the eyes of many that 20%, or around 8 players, could be picked off by the All Blacks. But speaking to Pacific Beat, Suneo is keen to put the record straight.
Well, that's just what we're using at the moment, but that's not to say that it won't stop the whole team being kind of eligible and or, you know, playing for Samoa, Tonga and or Fiji.
And presumably also, even if you had players who were not qualified for those countries, the headline seems to be suggesting they would be 8 All Blacks potentially.
Which was incorrect. Just to give context, we wouldn't turn down the idea of, let's say, a returning All Black who want to come home and who is Pacifica and wants to contribute in this is a team that fits for him. So that's where that 20% could be.
However, Tracy Artinga remains sceptical.
The truth is, Kanaloa, we came through with 100% players from the Pacific Island nations, and it was always our pledge that we would do that. It was actually New Zealand Rugby that turned us away and said they wouldn't grant us a licence with 100% Pacific Island nations players. So what you've got here is a group that's quite happy to provide that 20% to New Zealand Rugby for the picking, and I'll tell you right now, when you've got someone like Kevin Senil, who is a staff member of New Zealand Rugby Players Association, stepping straight into a role as general manager with no background or history as a general manager of any franchise in the past, you've got real concerns.
But while the debate continues over Moana Pacifica's standing and Kanaloa Pacifica's exclusion, those behind the Fijian Undrua's franchise bid could stand to benefit.
We've actually offered our investor group forward to the draw, and the reason being that it is a standalone entity much similar to what Kanaloa had proposed. The draw are looking for private investors to stand up their organisation. I appreciate they're having a really tough time, and at the end of the day, if it comes down to money, we're here for them. The only issue I think we're going to have is if Fiji are not able to extend a reach to Tonga and Samoa and the other Pacific Island nations. But as far as I'm concerned, it's set up the right way, separate and independent.
If they have a benefactor in the background, Moana are yet to go public on that. And while they are working on putting together a coaching team and a squad of players, Kevin Suneo concedes any announcements might have to wait until and if their business plan is approved at the end of June.
That's a possibility there for sure. So yeah, it's just trying to line our ducks up first day before you kind of jump forward ahead with anything. There are a number of coaches out there who've expressed interest, but it's actually just ensuring these last bits of the conditions are completed.
Meanwhile, Kanaloa Pacifica are keeping their legal powder dry, and Tracy Artinga stresses that it's not their intention to do anything that would disable or damage Pacifica. But she says she wants the rugby public to know all the facts, and her group is still ready and waiting should they get a late invitation to the Super Rugby party.
Money talks. We've already been delayed a whole year, but come 30th June, if Moana Pacifica and the Drua have not met the conditions that New Zealand Rugby have put in front of them, I can guarantee you New Zealand Rugby are going to contact us, because they need investors and they need a group that can actually stand up a team. And they knew right from the beginning that we were that group.